Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 26th day of September 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just another fall day. I haven't even been outside to look, see if there's chemtrailing or what's going on. Been too busy. Well, let's see what we're going to look at here first. Due process for Judge Kavanaugh. Senators eager to destroy his nomination must be restrained by the rule of law. So we're going to be talking a little bit of law as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, due process for Judge Kavanaugh. Senators eager to destroy his nomination must be restrained by the rule of law. Ooh. So what's really going on here, people? This is, I'll tell you what's going on here. This is just another part of the production. This is to solidify at a higher level the removal of the common law and the common law bill of rights for the people. The government, how its inner agencies work is under the admiralty, the administrative admiralty. And, you know, this is the reason why they can only be tried for high crimes and misdemeanors, and everything else is just, you know, like the congressional hearings and stuff is just to get to the truth and to figure out where the problems are in the government and what's going on and their phony ass Supreme Court. Well, as we all know that it's all been, made a commercial operation, that it is the United States Incorporated and we are property thereof in their estimation. Of course, it was all done illegally in violation of the Ninth Article. But, you know, they've made this such a big, oh man, the legal minds that must be at work at this, on this problem. How can this happen? And how can we give due process of the law to Judge Kavanaugh, who is deprived? I guarantee you, he's a sitting judge right now. He has usurped the Bill of Rights and the common law for thousands, probably millions of people in his career, and he sits there, oh man, how does this all figure in? Well, you know, we talked about the, you know, like Google and Facebook and YouTube, you know, shutting down accounts, and we talked about, you know, this isn't rocket science. They're operating in the United States. They were operating under the true Constitution for the United States, they would be, they're licensed vendors. And you can't license someone to violate the People's Bill of Rights. You just can't do it. So the obvious solution would be then you'd have to have that common law court, wouldn't you? If you had that common law court, you would just drag the son of a bitch into the common law court and sue to have his license removed. It'd be real simple for violation of your first article right to speak. And this whole mirage, this whole thing you're watching here is just a fucking show. And it is to solidify, you know, they talk about, they will not say the Bill of Rights, and they will not talk about the Sixth Amendment, or the Sixth Article, I'm sorry. See how ingrained it has become? That's why it's so hard to break people out of the box they're in, and so they can see the goddamn sunlight. Anyway, this is from City Journal. Nobody in the United States knows whether Judge Brett Kavanaugh's accusers are telling the truth. And yet, quite a few of its members, all Democrats, ooh, that's that left-right paradigm, have already decided that they are telling the truth. Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal and New York's Christine Gilbrand, for example, have declared that they believe the allegations of Professor Christine Blasey Ford, though she has yet to testify. And see what they're doing here? She has yet to testify. Whoa, stop, hold the fucking presses. I heard one of these legal geniuses come up and say, well, you know, it's 35 years ago this supposedly happened. It cannot be tried in a court of law. Well, that's not actually correct. Now, is it? I think it was Judge Napolitano. You know, the expert. One of the experts on the, constitutional law expert. But, yeah, this could be tried very easily and very quickly. You see, what is the elephant in the living room that they just want you not to be able to just forget that it's there? Don't look at it. It can't be seen. Now, if things were on the up and up and this country was being run like it's supposed to, this guy being a sitting judge, he's a part of the admiralty. So he's, you know, they're playing these games with us to try to get us to think that this is how law works. You know, that this is, but this is what they've been doing to us for shit, 50 years, easy. I mean, hardcore. Well, yep, goddamn near 50 years. I mean, it was in the late 70s when I saw the last of the common law, what anything it represented, a common law court disappear. But what's the remedy here? If things were on the up and up and I was applying for a job and somebody came out with an accusation like this, and then somebody up, the senators and congressmen come up and they start declaring this is the truth. There's a thing called slander and libel, okay? The first thing you would do is you would go in, you would seize all of their property under, you would file, liens against all their property so they couldn't move it around because you're getting ready to sue their ass for slander and libel. And then you would send them a letter of demand for, $10 million apiece. I want $10 million. You've slandered and libeled me. You've made accusations about me that you cannot prove and I say that are not true. And then you would send them the civil suit. If they didn't just pay you your $10 million or whatever you demanded in your demand letter, then you would file your civil suit, making your allegations that, God, they've destroyed my reputation. They've cost me this fucking job. But, of course, this piece of garbage here, he's one of the criminals. That's why I'm saying this is all, it's just like the licensing thing. It's so simple. It's goofy. The whole solution, all of it. If only way this could not be simple is if we were operating in an illegal system in admiralty. But you see, we're working in a corporate jurisdictions here, and in corporate jurisdictions, that's why they can come up and do this. And there's no threat of lawsuits or slander and libel, because the truth is what they have done to this point is they've removed the fucking law. When we tell you there is no law in this country, that's exactly what we mean. There is none. There are no rules. You have the how much money can you get? How much pressure? Even right down to how many guns can you get together to point at somebody? That's how this goddamn country is run. But like I said, Mr. Kavanaugh here, if the things were up and up and he was really running for the real Supreme Court, which hasn't existed since in 1868. His avenues would be wide open to him because, like I said, then you could go and you bring this into court if she wanted to make a charge at this point in the ballgame, it'd be an impossibility because, I mean, who in the hell would, I mean, no grand jury would even entertain it. Oh, I was kind of drunk, and I think it was that guy there. Yeah, the guy that they're trying to keep from. I mean, not that I care. I mean, this son of a bitch is a criminal. He's a criminal like the rest of them. But that, I think it was old Joe over there that, yeah, I don't know. I was pretty fucking drunk. And everybody else there was all fucked up, man, drunk. And it was a party back, 30 years ago. We had some pretty serious parties. But I think he might have tried to get in my bra. I think he might have tried to get in my panties. That's the best I can do. It's laughable. It is laughable to the point that a suit for slander and liable, you might as well just go up and pay what the guy says. You might as well just hand him over his money. Otherwise, he takes you to court and said, "Did you say this about me? Did you go on a nationwide telecast and say these things about me?" Yeah, I did. Did you write this letter to these goddamn congressmen, bitch? Claiming these things about me, that I did these things, and even in that letter, didn't you mention that you weren't really sure because you were drunk? You did. Did it cause me damage? Well, yeah, I'd have to say so, man. My old lady ain't real happy about it. I'm being labeled as some kind of sexual predator, and now we need some evidence here. Can you prove your allegation? Can you prove it to even because you're in civil court, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt, a preponderance of the evidence. Well, I really don't have no evidence other than this kind of blurry, drunken memory. And you, Mr. Congressman and Mr. Senator that are speaking this shit, what proof do you got? Well, we got this letter from this woman who said that she was kind of fucked up and drunk, and she thought that maybe it could have been you. Well, I guess you have no proof at all, do you? You couldn't have proved it back 30 fucking years ago. And they would have laughed you out. Now, she was drunk. She thinks. I think it was him. I hear there's a couple more that have stepped up and they in drunken part. Oh, he exposed himself and what might have you. But, see, this is what they want to get you because it's right now it is the war for the Bill of Rights, for the procedural due process guaranteed the American national through the common law that has been illegally removed in violation of the Ninth Article. I mean, it is to distort the idea of what procedural due process is to the point where, well, yeah, asset forfeiture, that's constitutional. I've seen it written, people. They have written it down on paper and signed it. A judge has said that, asset forfeiture, taking your property without a charge or a conviction, that's constitutional. I don't think so. I think that we are an occupied country, that we are occupied by usurpers who have removed our base law, that is the law that made this nation, that is the law of this nation and the law of our people. And we are delinquent in our charge to shoot these son of a bitches out of this goddamn country. But let's look at some more of this goofiness. As we had Blumenthal, Christine, though she has yet to testify, Senator Mass testify to what? To a nomination. I mean, this is all intergovernmental. But they're trying to act like everything's just the same. We can't take him to a court, but this is just a hearing. But he has a right to due process. There is a core right in Western etiquette, trying to call etiquette. This is the fucking solid law of our country, people. They're talking about here, and this has all been designed. Don't think this isn't being that this blooming thaw. Oh, he's just, you know, he did. Democrats are trying to get, they're playing a fucking game with all of us. They know that people have woken up to the fact that the goddamn Bill of Rights has been removed. It cannot be removed. That the little United States of America government was removed in 1868 with zero authority to do it. In fact, in violation of the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights, who are the only ones who can grant the authority for any fucking government. They know the people are figuring out, so they're going to lay this shit out here. What you got to remember, you say, why the hell they bother? Why are they doing it, Henry? Well, because every day, I've been telling you since I started doing this, right now they are hauling billions of dollars worth of your raw natural resources out of this country. This country is being raped. They are stealing every fucking thing we own. And in the end result, because we do have the paperwork and we do understand who we are and what belongs to us and that it has been stolen through fraud, theft, murder, rape, you name it, we can prosecute them. And that's why the 40 billion hollow point rounds, or however many it was, you know, enough to take care of all of us, takes us over to that fucking ditch. This is the goddamn this is the new world order. I mean, just coming into its own, declaring itself. You had Trump yesterday, man. I'm going to put that Constitution. We're going to run things by the Constitution. And 2 years ago, when Barack Obama first headed that UN Security Council, it was right there. It was put right there. The Constitution says you can't. Well, you know what? Fuck the Constitution. Even this phony corporate Constitution. The thing is, with this corporate Constitution, the board of directors can change it at will. The Bill of Rights established by the people who won this country away from a king cannot be changed at will. It is absolute fucking law. It is a body of law. It is the common law, and it is a body of law that says this body of law under the Ninth Article can never be changed by the Constitution or any higher. There is no higher authority, is what it's saying. And this also, under the Tenth Article, applies to the states. It's not rocket science. Like, oh man, here we are. I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is a court case like thing, like you watch Judge Wapner or Judge Judy that's why they did all these ones like with OJ and the chick that supposedly killed her kid and everything. You know, it's just like a drama and everything. I'm playing, they're getting you people are while watching this and you're thinking, wow, this is what due process of the law is. No, it ain't. No, it isn't. It's all been an act. They have told you. They removed the only law that was in place within the system that said that they couldn't straight up create productions and put them in front of you as knowing their lies to manipulate you and to bring you under their control. It's a fact. They know it. You know it. But still, here the game goes on. Oddly enough, the same Democratic politicians who seem to have made up their minds about the matter are the very ones calling for, quote, a full investigation into Ford's accusations. An investigation into what? Into what? Now, 35 years, I know there's been another allegation today, and there's going to be more because this is all just a fucking game. This is to show you there are no rules. The notion that, see, that's what we're a nation. God, how many times you heard him say, we're a nation of laws. That is the funniest fucking statement that can be made at this point in the ballgame, okay? There are no fucking laws. There aren't even rules. There are not rules. See, this one bunch over here, see, they can change their rules at will because they're not, there is no separation of powers because there are no powers. It's all one big fucking nasty ass dirty. What corporation do you know that isn't dirty? I mean, that isn't completely corrupt. And they've all broken the law. They have all broken the law to the point to where it'd get them a hanging. And they know it. So all they can do is play these fucking games and try to get us to believe. And because when we're sitting out here, oh, yeah, full investigation. Yeah, it should be a full investigation. You know, like what they did to me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when the Bill of Rights was fucking removed and the common law courts were removed. Calling for a full investigation into Ford's accusations, as well as those of the Kavanaugh, a former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez. This should set off alarms for anyone concerned about the old-fashioned notion of due process. It's just, it's one of them old-fashioned notions, people. You know, those old-fashioned notions of due process, and they're putting it in this context. Instead of, I mean, geez, you talk about desperation. Due process, huh? Due process in the admiralty is a military trial. That's what it is, okay? You have a board, and it's a military trial. And it is not, they do, the people who are in the military do not, enjoy, if you're being tried under the, under the admiralty by the military, because you've signed on to it, to the military. And you know, I've always questioned this too, because the ninth article says that no authority can be created to take those rights away. Yet a military tribunal, but then again, wait, stop, that's it, Henry. There was never supposed to be a standing military now, was there? And the only authority these people had was to check and balance each other through administrative hearings, and they would be advised by a Supreme Court, which was supposed to be legal minds, to make sure that they were staying within the confines of that teeny, 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 tiny little bit of power that the people granted them to protect our Bill of Rights and our common law right to live our lives as free people and be self-governing. Look at this menage of shit that we're, I mean, just in this one article here, man. I mean, really? Ford's accusation as well of those of Kavanaugh's former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez. This should set off alarms for anyone concerned about the old-fashioned notion of due process. I mean, they want to say due process of the law because there is no goddamn law. You know, under the 14th Amendment, if you know, see, what does the 14th Amendment guarantee you? Equal access to the law. No access, if everybody has none, is equal, isn't it? And then they tell you there's a ruling class. And I mean, this is another thing. They're coming right out and just, there is a ruling class in this country. How is that possible under the Bill of Rights for there to be a ruling class in this country? And they're sitting there telling you, and then you get to watch the ruling class play out this little drama for you, coming up on television every day. And this is orchestrated, coming straight out of the fucking think tanks, because it's coming to the point where people are going, whatever happened to our fucking rights? I mean, people are starting, I don't know what they are. I don't know what the damn thing. I know somewhere we're supposed to have some goddamn rights here, aren't we? I don't feel like I got any rights. I'm starting to feel like, well, a piece of property. Old-fashioned notion of due process, that is the procedural fairness that Anglo-American law, not the Bill of Rights, it's Anglo-American law guarantees to those accused of crimes, Anglo-American law. You think they don't know what the fucking Bill of Rights is? You think that this Judge Kavanaugh getting to the point where he's going to be appointed to the illegal corporate Supreme Court doesn't know exactly what that goddamn Bill of Rights says, and it doesn't know that this whole criminal cabal is in blatant violation? They're all a bunch of traitors. Every one of them's earned a goddamn rope. This is high crimes. These are high crimes, high as it gets. This is insurrection against your goddamn own people. You think this asshole doesn't? Anglo-American law guarantees to those accused of crimes. That's why they play this game with these goddamn foreigners coming in here. Oh, they got now they have these rights. They have rights to due process of law under the Bill of Rights. You see, they have no, they don't. They are the ones that would fall under the admiralty. They do not have the protection. Just come on, people. I mean, you can't have up and down at the same fucking time. You just can't have it. But the very due process, the rights that we are being denied, they are using to bring an invasion force in here, a recolonization force to replace us. And they're doing it, and they're doing it as a corporate body with zero authority over any American. That, I guarantee you, that Bill of Rights establishes that a goddamn corporation ain't just going to sit down, I'm going to form a corporation, I've formed it, and I'm going to start writing down my corporate policies, and you're going to be going to prison and shit if you don't obey them. And your process of the law is going to be, did you obey what I wrote on the fucking piece of paper? No, none of this shit about a victim or a damage to property. A fourth article warrant. I mean, a real fourth article warrant. Or fifth article, due process of the law is described in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth amendments or articles to the Bill of Rights, to the original Bill of Rights. You see what I'm saying here, people? This is when I told you a long time ago. See, we were guaranteed what they called English common law, which is what our Bill of Rights was written off of. I mean, it was the English, common rights, common natural rights is what our Bill of Rights was written off of. And then and we were guaranteed, and they used to tell you this in school when you were a little boy. You are guaranteed that common law. But it's been replaced with, common law is public law for private purposes. Think about what I'm telling you now. Public law for private purposes. That means it only for the you in your private capacity as a private American national. Roman civil law is what has been, it's merchant law. This is what they've replaced our common law with in direct violation of the ninth article. Now Roman civil law is private policy, which they are. It's all privateers. It's all incorporated. It's incorporation. It's all private, private, private. Private policy being enforced as public law. It's that fucking simple. And that is exactly what they're doing, and it's coming to light. And I tell you, it's coming to light because it's the tyrant continuing to squeeze, because he keeps every time he feels he's losing control, and he's losing control because he's squeezing harder and harder, and it's slipping between his fingers. So now they come out with this shit here, Anglo-American law guarantees to those accused of crimes, really. Is that what that Bill of Rights, you can't even say the fucking words? The Bill of Rights? Is it the sixth article that guarantees you the right to face your accuser in the common law? But in this Roman civil law, see, this is all under contractual shit. It's all under contract. And there's a clause in the contract that says, you have no recourse even if we fucking come up and slander you and commit libel on you. You're one of us, asshole. That's why these people are just like with Hillary Clinton, go out there and just lay it all out. Yeah, biggest fucking traitor to ever breathe air. But you know what? No reasonable prosecutor would touch it. No reasonable prosecutor or prosecutor worth bombing the hour. We're going to finish up on this when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch more TV.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1235 Pacific Time. Now with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. We turn around and they'll be gone. Hell, they're gone. They're fucking gone. We have had our rights removed from us, and we're sitting here. This is the rubbish just being thrown out in front of us. Go ahead.
Henry, yeah. Yeah, I was listening real close to those words there. Turn around or they'll be gone. And I was thinking, you know, on paper they're gone, basically. But since we are the Bill of Rights, they're not gone until they kill us.
Oh, absolutely. We're like in the middle of a great big bank robbery. We're in the middle of a crime being committed. That's all that's going on here. All we have to do is just shut the goddamn crime down and enforce the law. And it is on us to do it. I mean, the founders made it clear. I mean, don't never trust a damn. When did we start trusting government? We were talking about it yesterday. You know how people used to be. It was us and them. We know. That was at least passed down from generation to generation until the communists started. You know, taking your children at age four and giving them indoctrination right up. You know, until they become of the age of maturity and a good young communist. People used to understand that. I mean, the ones they call the founders, the ones that hijacked the people's uprising, they said, never trust. You can't trust government. Governments will try to take over and make slaves out of you. That's what they do. That's what governments are about. That's why you got to really restrict these son of a bitch. You got to restrain them. You got to kill them if you have to, or they will enslave you.
Henry, No shit. God, I mean, the way you explain, I mean, it's just like, man, we're in trouble. God. Anyway, I was listening to a research video today. It was they were talking about the Puritans, and we've all heard about the Puritans and the Mayflower Compact. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, these Puritans, they weren't your Christians. They were followers of the Old Testament, and they thought they were coming into the New Jerusalem. And when they were, you know, giving chicken pox and stuff to the Indians, they thought it was, you know, clearing out the Canaanites. I mean, this is incredible. They went back into Yale, Harvard, Princeton. I mean, you know, the Royal Society. It's like, God, from the get-go, this place has been screwed.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've talked about this before, about the different factions out there claiming to be patriots and what they think this country is supposed to be. And, you know, like in the Old Testaments, the beasts of the field. I mean, you know, when the Bill of Rights was adopted in, I think it was 1791, you know, that covered everybody. That covered everybody. I mean, you couldn't have, you cannot have the Bill of Rights and slavery on the same plane. It just doesn't exist. It can't. And that's why they did not never wanted it. And that's why these people out here that you think would be on our side and back, you know, let's go get our Bill of Rights back. That's why they don't want it. Because, man, it goes back into this religious shit, just like you're talking about these Puritans. You know, they feel that, you know, this is the new. I think I mentioned that they're the Israelites. And, you know, it's insane. But we are in big trouble. Let's go on into this silliness a little bit more. Procedural fairness that Anglo-American law guarantees to the other day it was came from the Magna Carta. Man, I told you people, they do not want to say the words the Bill of Rights. You know, if they actually said it in an article like this, this was from from City Journal or any mainstream articles or on the mainstream, if they said Bill of Rights, somebody might type that son of a bitch in. And, you know, everybody in this country ain't stupid. And you know, with the fleecing of the people, like, the courts are gone. I mean, all the common law courts are gone. All they got is fleecing joints. I mean, you go in and, I'd like to, you know, I contest this. Well, you can't contest it. You either pay guilty and pay a fine or revoke your license. Well, wait a minute now. Don't I have a right? No, I want to see a judge. Judges don't handle these incidents. I mean, they got goddamn law clerks out there taking people's money, pretending to bring them into under some jurisdiction into what is neither a civil nor a criminal action. No paperwork, nothing more than a piece of paper, a bill of lading saying you owe us this much money, give it. And you see, it's greediness, and the people that have been run through the system, you know, like with the sentencing guidelines. Government had no goddamn authority into sentencing in our fucking trials and shit in this country. But then when they set up this whole contract, it's an interstate, interfederal contracting scheme. It is a scheme. It is completely 110% illegal. It is treason. By definition of the law, the ninth article said, I mean, every contract, I don't care if you're going to say, well, I contract you out of your rights, I tricked you, got you. No, you can't. Because every contract has to have a jurisdiction. What the hell do you think? What makes the contract binding? How do you enforce the contract? Even if you have contracts, you make any kind of contract you want. How is it enforced? What if you have to enforce that contract? Where is the authority? Where is the jurisdiction for the enforcement of the contract? Well, you could go to the county court, and you can go there, but then the county, what's the county's authority dependent upon? Well, it's dependent upon the state's authority. What's the state's authority dependent upon? Well, it was, the states were chartered under the Constitution. It is the ultimate authority. And the ninth article to the People's Bill of Rights, the First Amendment to that original Constitution, that they illegally removed in violation of the ninth article, which is a part of the single body of law that is our Bill of Rights, says that no such authority can exist. You can't make that contract. I'm sorry. That's the goddamn truth of it, and they know it. And that's why they're playing these games here with this. Like this guy here, man, he's going for the Supreme Court. He knows the law better than God, you know, and he's, you know, even him, you know, if God, if they can do this, I guess there is. I guess if they don't have to give him a procedural due process in a contractual weird fucking Wally world that doesn't even exist, I guess I don't have none either. I guess I do, because I have the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights has never been rescinded. The Bill of Rights, we have never been conquered and had the Bill of Rights removed. This has all been done through graft, theft, fraud, and there is no statute of limitations on fraud. That 14th Amendment where they declared that we were their subjects, that was a fraud. It's still a fraud. It's a fraud today. It is unenforceable. It is a violation of the law, and everyone that's gone along with it, including Kavanaugh, and I guarantee at that level, he understands every fucking bit of it as well as I do, as well as we do. Let's go into this a little bit more. The hallmark of due process is the presumption of innocence. Now, see, they're just, see, because people are starting to talk about where in the hell is the due process in all this shit. I mean, the people have been, there's a lot of people sitting in prisons and stuff, and they're going, how in the hell did I get here? I was completely fucking innocent, and I had proof and everything, and the judge wouldn't let my proof in, and here I sit, and because they threatened me with, they said, well, we have a sentencing guideline for this for 20 years. Cop to this lesser charge, which you're also not guilty of, and we'll only give you 5 years. You see what I'm saying? This is extortion. I mean, this is the very, when I say corporate mafia, that's what this fucking is. Coercion? Is that coercion? When you come up to somebody and say, well, you say, I didn't do that. Well, if you make us take you to a trial and you're gonna get that, we're gonna select the jury and it's all gonna be in the administrative admiralty where that guy up on the bench isn't gonna be a neutral arbitrator. He's not just gonna protect your rights and make sure the procedure follows. He's gonna say what evidence comes into this court. You understand, boy? And if you don't, and if you either cop to this, we'll give you a lesser charge. We know you didn't do it. That ain't the point. This is about money. This is a corporation. Corporations make fucking money. That's what they're there to do for the shareholder. Don't you know? Just like when they took our forests over. They came in with we're going to manage your resources so that it's there for your children. We're going to manage it. That was their mission statement. Go back and read it. And then all of a sudden somebody took a pencil paper and changed it to it's for profit. It is now a corporation. It is to rip a tree down. If it is to surface mining for uranium, going to poison everybody. Hey, if it's making the corporation a buck, it's legal because we're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code now. And actually, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're just a piece of property, another piece of property that belongs to the corporation according to the 14th Amendment that we wrote and that the 9th article to the People's Bill of Rights forbade. We didn't fucking enforce our law. That's our problem. The hallmark of presumption of innocence. Imagine a judge who announces before the trial even begins that he thinks the accused is lying. Defense counsel would rightly demand that the judge recuse himself, but no recusal has been offered by those senators who would sit in judgment of the Supreme Court nominee. See, and to see how they're trying to put this in context, this is how they're treating you in court, outside the common law. You know, he should recuse himself. He didn't. Well, that judge already had it in for me. Shit, he told me that he hated my fucking guts right there in court. So I'm going to see you pay for this, boy, before the court ever fucking begun. And you write a preemptive challenge, and the preemptive challenge goes to him, and he just said no. See, this is what's been going on with this. They're just trying to act like this. Oh, yeah, it goes right up to the highest levels. And it's all like this. In the end, they all shit through the same hole. They all want the same thing, the complete removal of the procedural due process for the people. No recusal has been offered by those senators who would sit in judgment of the Supreme Court. Now, in the little United biggest states of these America, under the Constitution for that, that was ratified in 1789. Now this guy would be vying for a job. He'd be vying for a job, and it says the Senate has to, you know, the rules are all in there. You know, the Senate has to confirm. President nominates, but the people still had their Bill of Rights. And I don't care. Go ahead, put anybody that you want there. If the Judge Kavanaugh tries to make a ruling on my Bill of Rights, I'll go snatch that son of a bitch. Bring him right down into bumfuck Egypt here, bumfuck Oregon, right to a goddamn little common law court. I'll take every fucking thing he owns, and he won't be a Supreme Court judge no more. That was the power of the people. That was the power of that document they call the Bill of Rights. But then again, let's go back in time. We got to play imaginary. We got to play imaginary games because it's all gone, and all we can do is talk around corners. But figures, this guy here, he wants the job, and the president nominates him, okay? And then some senators come up, and some lady comes up and writes this letter, or somebody comes up, makes these allegations. Fuck it. The remedy is quick and it's simple. He steps away from his position as a judge. He steps out of it, and he steps into he would just be whatever his first name is, John Kavanaugh. He goes straight to the goddamn, common law court. And he files a demand to these people for slander and libel, and then at the same time that he's going and putting liens on all of their property so they can't move it, so he can go after it, because you're costing me, you son of a bitch. This isn't nothing. It wasn't that long ago, man. It was probably in the 80s. You know, a prior conviction. Because you were convicted of a prior conviction, that couldn't be brought in as a sentencing. This was part of the bringing in more and more of the corporate admiralty. But I don't care what you did 10 years ago. How does that relate? You could only examine what was put on paper in front of you in the common law. You know, did you do this on that day? If you did, and if you did, you're going to get punished for that. And the court is not going to consider and what you did 20 years ago, if you did something similar 20 years ago. No, each thing was individual. It was before the court, and you couldn't even bring it up. I'm not being tried for what I did 20 years ago. I'm being tried for what I did 2 months ago, okay? You see how it's all just been let loose and how they're trying to codify it with bullshit like this? This is a fucking act. It would come right out of the think tanks. Somebody trying to say something?
They do the other thing. They play this game with every person who tries to go into office. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but this, don't you always look at things the wrong way, Mark. When you talk about going to, there is no goddamn office. They're gone, okay? Our offices are closed. They're gone. These are a bunch of criminals in a criminal cabal fighting over who's going to be the don of a territory, period.
Well, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say, Henry, is, I mean, every time we hear about someone wanting to be nominated for this or nominated for that or trying to do this, you know, all this crap always comes to a surface. You got to, I mean, it's just like, they're just, you know. They bring this stuff up that's 20 years old every time.
Yeah, but you got to understand the reason they're doing it, Mark. What they have to get rid of, if they want us to be fucking slaves, they want their new world order, they want to get our guns and make us one world slaves, what they have to get rid of is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is procedural due process that guarantees that my property, including myself, belongs to me, and nobody can fucking touch it. No authority on this planet exists. If another authority from another part of this planet comes here and tries to take it away from me, I make war on them. And that's what that federal government was supposed to be set up for, so that we could get all together as quick as we could to defend that goddamn Bill of Rights and our absolute right to self-governance and to be free and to prosecute our lives in the common law. This, I mean, when we talk about this and anything other than the goddamn corporate, it's a whole cabal of scam and crime. It's a crime. We're in the middle of a crime. And in the middle of that crime, they're going to try and confuse us into thinking that somehow the crime's okay down at our level because the crime's happening at their level. It's just like, you know, the FISA warrant to tap Trump. Jesus Christ Almighty. You know how many people in this country, every damn one of us has been spied on. Remember the senators or the congressmen said, we can't finance NSA no more. This is illegal. They told you it's illegal. All of this shit's illegal. This whole government is fucking illegal. It's an insurgency into your country, a corporate insurgency. So this comes out of the think tanks. Well, this is what your next move's going to be. Because the end goal, you got to remember what the end goal is. To get the people to accept that they don't have a Bill of Rights and they have no right to due process of the law, and that hence they have no property, not even themselves. They become corporate property by just acquiescence. And then you have the vote. Oh, the vote, the consent. But I tell you right now, there is no consent for none of this. There never has been. There could not be. Because the second that they remove the Bill of Rights, The second they violated that ninth article, they became illegitimate. And the second that they put that 14th Amendment up there and called it law, then if the 14th Amendment's law, if that 14th Amendment's legitimate law, we're fucking slaves. We are subjects. Look up the word subject, what it means. Does a subject get to say yes or no, or does the subject do what they're told or get punished? You see, we do not have the capacity to say no if the 14th Amendment is real, which it ain't. This is our country. We never granted no such authority to anybody to rule over, no king to rule over us like that. We rule over ourselves. But the very idea that, well, they came out and voted. We see they came out and voted. That's our consent to rule. No, it isn't. Because a goddamn slave can't vote. A slave, if you can't, the whole idea of a vote is a yes or a no. I can say yes or I can say no. If you remove the capacity to say no, then it ain't a fucking vote and it isn't acquiescence. You got no choice. There is no choice. It is ruled by goddamn brutal force.
Yeah, well, those times that, you know, I've been locked up. I'm not, you know, I mean, you've been locked up. We didn't have any choice there, did we? I mean, we had to go in and sit there for 40 days and eat those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had no fucking choice, you know.
Buddy, I did, but I'm different than everybody else because on the paper that took me into their gulag, right on that paper, it says political prisoner, period. I never acquiesced to it. And that's what, see, it's just, that's why this is so important for them to get, because the masses are so easily fucking swayed and shit by that goof box down there that they'd stare into all day long. The people understood, no, we don't. You can't even exist under the ninth. You have no fucking authority. You're a gang of goddamn thugs. You know what? Boom, 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 boom. We're going to kill you, just like any other gang of thugs that came and tried to take our property away from us outside of the law. You are outlaws. like the son of a bitch, like I said, he comes up to you and, well, I'm with the Department of Faggotry or whatever, and give me your ID. I want to see your ID. Department of Faggotry? Is that a charge of the common law? Or are you a sheriff? Are you a constable sworn to serve the papers and uphold the rulings of the common law court? No? Then fuck. Oh, I know what you are. Boom! You're a goddamn, you're a thief.
The Department of Faggotry?
Yeah, why not?
That's funny. Henry, I got a question. This is probably a stupid question, but, you know, if things were running like they were, I mean, it seems like this country has turned into a soap opera. Everything we hear in the news, it's like, God, is this what it's all supposed to be about? It's all, you know what I'm saying? It's just if people confuse the soap opera with what this country is, I think. I mean, because that's
people.
What they're being fed, and they don't know anything about the Bill of Rights. But anyway, if it was, I mean, would all these little squirmishes be, like, would we hear it down here in our world, is my question?
It wouldn't be happening. They just flat-ass would not be happening, because anything they did, okay, now, say they wanted, the Congress wants to legislate. Somebody got a big-ass idea, they wanted to legislate something, right? Okay, so they'd all get together. I'm representing the people in Connecticut. I'm representing the people in Georgia. Here, South Carolina here, okay? And they all get together and they get this piece of legislation, something they want to do. And then it is the judicial branch of the government that would say, well, we got to check and make sure that this doesn't violate the Bill of Rights. That was what that's what the Supreme Court was there for. Because their charge was to protect that Bill of Rights and protect our self-governance, our rights. And so the Supreme Court would look it over. And if there was if it could violate nationals' rights, you can't do it. All they ever had the authority to do is offer opinion to the other branches and to the lower courts. Like within the district court it's all military. I mean, there can't even be no district goddamn courts. I see it's like it's hard to talk about this. But all they could do is tell the rest of the government, say, no, see this part right here? See, that violates the fourth article here where you want to seize people's property without an allegation or without a charge. That violates the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. Here, I'll read it to you. You can't do this. Do not do it. And then they sit there and they say, you know, they've told us better, but we're going to do it anyway. So they go ahead and do it. And the first son of a bitch that tries to do it, bam, he's grabbed. He's in the fucking, this is why they had the Supreme Court to protect him. Because bam, you grab that son of a bitch and you bring him over here and you say, this is fucking blatant. And what was the, they could argue if there was the Supreme Court had went the other way, that the Supreme Court's opinion was this, but it doesn't fucking matter. The goddamn jury decides what the fucking law is. We the people, we've always held, we were the final check and balance. They can say something's law right up the ass. That jury says you're acquitted, you walk. You see, in the common law. That's how we always held on to the power. That's how they could never enslave us and take us over like they have. Anyways, guys, that wasn't a bad discussion. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, finishing the statement, you would drag that person in. But any one of these people in Congress, even all of these people who got together and did this, that created this law, and then the Senate ratified it, and the president that signed it, you could drag every one of their fucking asses right down into bumfuck Oregon. And you could bring them all in their private capacity under the common law, and you could sue them for violation of your goddamn rights and take everything they own. That's why the people were the goddamn authority. You didn't fuck with them. They were the ultimate say in this goddamn deal. The jury was. And all I got to do is show a jury how you violated my rights. You did it by writing this legislation. You did it by passing this legislation. Everybody that signed on to this, I own everything that's yours. That's what I want, jury. Can I have it? Yep. Here, hand it over. Nothing they can do about sheriff. Enforce the goddamn law. That's how it works, people. Oh, you need a posse? We got the town posse, or we can get the militia. Whatever we got to do, we're going and getting that goddamn property. They just forfeited everything they own for trying to steal this man's fucking rights. And that is The Word from the Trenches.